Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان
يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك أغلى أيامي
يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك أغلى أيامي
أدعو بقعودي وقيامي يرحمني الرب الرحمن
أدعو بقعودي يرحمني الرب الرحمن
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان
يا شهر
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban Butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
شهر التوبة والغفران لا أنساه لا ينساني
شهر التوبة والغفران لا أنساه لا ينساني
ربي زدني من إيماني لأرتل فيه القرآن
ربي زدني من إيماني لأرتل فيه القرآن
السلام عليكم children. And how are you all today? And are you excited to be here today?
Yes.
I'm very excited to be here. Do you know why? Must I tell you? Because I get to read a story to all you bright and shining, smiling faces. Isn't that exciting?
Yes,
it is. And children, each time I read a story to you, these stories have special morals and special lessons. And inshallah, you're going to practice these lessons, okay? Do you promise me whatever you learn in your story, you're going to practice?
Yes,
inshallah. Now today I have a special story for you, and this story is all about friends. I chose the story because each and every one of you has friends, right? Yes. And sometimes we have really good friends and sometimes we have really bad friends. Now when you have good friends, our good friends teach us about Allah and teach us about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach us how to do good things like reading Salah and reading Quran and doing good deeds like giving sadaqah to those that are poor. Now if we have bad friends, then bad friends teach us how to do naughty things and get us into trouble, isn't it? And that's why it's so important to have good friends. That's right. Now let's read the story. The story says, a bunny rabbit lived in a forest. He had many friends and he was proud of his friends. Now one day, the bunny rabbit heard a loud barking. There was wild dogs everywhere. He was very scared and he decided to ask for help. He quickly went to his friend the deer. He said, "My friend, some wild dogs are chasing me. I'm very scared. Can you chase them away with your big, strong antlers?
I can, said the deer, but I'm very busy.
Why don't you ask the bear for help? So the bunny rabbit ran to the bear.
My dear friend, you're so strong. Please help me.
The wild dogs are chasing after me. Please chase them away. The bear said,
I'm so sorry. I need to get some food. I'm very hungry.
I can't help you. Why don't you ask the monkey?
So the little bunny went to the monkey. He went to the elephant. He went to the goat. He went to all his friends that he could think of. And nobody was ready to help him.
He understood now what was going on.
All of a sudden, a tiny little mouse was walking by.
The bunny was never really friends with the mouse because the mouse would always sit and worship Allah. The bunny always found him boring and never spent any time with him before. But he was desperate now, so he went to the little mouse and said,
You're so tiny. Please help me. I don't know what to do.
The wild dogs are chasing me. So the little mouse, being a pious, good little mouse, first went, lifted his tiny little hands, and prayed to Allah for help. Then the little mouse scurried along, scared all the wild dogs by going in between their tails and their legs. He was strong, he was brave, and he was a good little mouse. The wild dogs got so scared that they ran away. The bunny was now safe.
The little bunny had a new friend now, a good friend,
a friend that taught him about Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like that, the bunny and the mouse were now the best of friends. Children, did you enjoy that story?
Yay!
Right, now let's speak to some of our butterflies.
When you go to bed,
salam, salam.
When you meet your friends,
salam, salam.
And your mommy and your daddy,
salam, salam.
You should always make salam with a happy face. And if you teach it to someone, you'll find a lot of grace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam, assalam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalam, assalam. So when you're in madrasa,
assalam, assalam.
When you go to school,
assalam, assalam.
Whatever is your business, always start with salam. When departing one's company,
end off
with salam. So join me, all Muslims, in
salam, assalam.
Let's all enter Jannah with salam, assalam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam, assalam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalam, assalam.
All peace be upon you, with the mercy and the things of Allah. Oh, peace be upon you with the mercy and blessings of Allah. Salam. When you rise on Eid,
salam, salam.
And meet your family,
salam, salam.
May Allah shower you with mercy,
salam, salam.
With peace and grace, the
salam, salam.
You should always make salam with a happy face. And if you teach it to someone, you'll find a lot of grace.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam, assalam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Akif.
Akib, how old are you?
6.
MashaAllah. And tell me, what did you learn from the story, Akib?
Where the mouse used to pray to Allah.
The mouse always prayed to Allah. And are you going to always pray to Allah? You are?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
And what's your name?
Amina.
Amina, how old are you?
6.
MashaAllah. And Amina, what did you learn from the story?
To be kind.
Always to be kind and helpful. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Umu Qasim Sayyid.
And how old are you?
6 years.
MashaAllah. Which was your favorite part of the story?
About making friends.
That was your favorite part. That was my favorite too. And you have lots of friends.
Yes.
What's their name?
Hannah and Sadika.
Hannah and Sadika, mashaAllah, he's friends with all the little girls. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Umaira Khan.
And how old are you?
6.
MashaAllah. And tell me, which was your favorite part of the story?
Where the mouse saves the bunny.
Where the mouse saves the bunny. And do you have good friends?
Yes.
And what's your friend's name?
Amina and Hannah.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Waseem.
Waseem, how old are you?
6.
MashaAllah. Tell me, did you fast last year Ramadan?
Yes.
How many did you keep?
10.
10, MashaAllah. And how many are you going to keep this year?
10.
10 again, inshaAllah. And you're going to try for more, okay? Alright, JazakAllah.
We love you, Ramadan. We miss you, Ramadan. We love you, Ramadan. We miss you, Ramadan.
Ramadan is the month of mercy. Ramadan is the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of giving and helping those in need. Ramadan is the month of the Quran, the month in which it first came down to Prophet Muhammad in year 16, a guide for all mankind.
Ramadan for fasting, for giving.
Ramadan
for praying. Be patient,
Ramadan,
forgiving, and feeding,
Ramadan,
we love you.
Oh, Ramadan, Ramadan is the month of patience, Ramadan is the month of sacrifice, Ramadan is the month of praying, in the mosque for Taraweeh. Ramadan is such a fruitful month, for gaining lots of hasanah. The devil got chained in Jahannam is locked for all of Ramadan.
You don't eat food. No. You don't use a pepper. No. You don't drink anything. No. You don't sing all day. No. You read Quran. Yes. You pray a lot. Yes. We have the poor. Yes. We increase our faith. Yes.
Ramadan.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika maasalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.